The Civil War. The English Civil Wars were really a series of conflicts in the 17th century between the supporters of Parliament, known as the Roundheads, and the supporters of King Charles I, the Royalists, or the Cavaliers. The fundamental issue was whether the monarch or Parliament should be in control of government. The King was eventually tried and executed in 1649, and Parliament achieved victory in 1651. The impact of the war on Scarborough was greatest in 1645, when a parliamentary army fought to capture Scarborough Castle from the Royalist forces. The parliamentarians had already defeated a Royalist army in 1644 at the Battle of Marston Moor, near York, and the city of York had surrendered. Seizing control of an isolated Scarborough and its castle would afford greater strategic influence over North Sea shipping. The parliamentary forces used some of England's biggest artillery to break the siege. One cannon capable of firing iron balls weighing 65 pounds was sighted in the chancel of St Mary's Church and fired repeatedly through the great east window. Fire from this range succeeded in splitting the castle keep in two. When the Royalist forces returned fire, they badly damaged the church, which was also suffering from the vibrations caused by the parliamentary artillery. The siege ended on the 25th of July 1645, when the Royalist garrison surrendered, weakened by a high casualty rate, disease and starvation. A second siege of the castle took place in 1648, when, again, parliamentary forces besieged a royal garrison, resulting in a parliamentary victory. The legacy of the civil wars remains evident in the town. Oliver's Mount appears to have been named in tribute to the parliamentary leader, Oliver Cromwell, despite the fact that he had no direct involvement in any civil war activity in the town. Similarly, the remains of a military structure overlooking North Bay have traditionally been referred to as Oliver's Battery. Most strikingly, the ruins of the eastern end of St Mary's Church and of the Great East Window are still visible as if half-ruined castle keep.